Lecture topic, Freedom Through Mujahada.
There's one incident in the history of Muslims which is very unique. It was a sheikh by the name of Sheikh Izzuddin Abdus Salam, rahimahullah. He was a very, very great personality, regarded as the mujaddid of his era. So in his time, the king of that time, his own slave, killed him. And he took control. He became the king. Now he's a slave. He killed the king, and somehow, however, he worked it, but he became the king. And then he married. His children were born, and time passed. One day he called for this Sheikh Izzuddin Abdus Salam, rahimahullah. He said, I'm now appointing you as the Qazi. So the Sheikh Izzuddin said to him that appointing as the Qazi is the job of the person who is the Khalifa of the time in a proper manner, who is the king or whatever, but in the proper manner. You are a slave. You are having just come onto the throne, doesn't make you the king because you're a slave. Slave is not eligible to be a ruler. Likewise, you've now taken control of all the so many lands, but a slave doesn't have any ownership. So all this ownership is just in name. In reality, there's no ownership. So the king now, who's actually the slave, regardless of whatever he'd done, there was still some khair in him. And this hit his heart. And it is the words that come from the heart of the Ahlullah that have an impact as well. So he got very concerned. He said, okay, well, accept now what you are saying. But what's the way out of this? He said, well, the way out of it is, there's only one way out. The time has passed now. So many people have now moved on. And so you're going to have to come into the marketplace and we'll have to auction you off with all the princes that have come, because these are also the ownership of the king that you killed. You were his slave, so your children also are his slaves. We'll have to auction all of you, and then the proceeds of the sale will have to be, then all the heirs of that king will have to be, then the proceeds must be then distributed among them. And then the person who has bought you, it will be his prerogative, his right, then to free you. If he frees you, then now you'll become free. And then obviously now this whole slavery will be off your head. So he, after thinking about it, he said, okay, I'm ready for this. So this is a very unique incident in history, that the king was brought into the marketplace and he was auctioned off. With all his children, he was auctioned. The person who was ready to buy, he was aware of what's going on. So he was also ready to then free him. He was auctioned off, and then the person freed him. Now he became free, so now he became, that slavery went out of him. And he became a king that was now rightfully able to become a king. Now the Mashaykh quote this incident, and the lesson that is derived from here, that he wanted to come out of this humiliation of being a slave. So the freedom came through what? The freedom came through this mujahada that he had to make to come into the marketplace, being the king, and now he's being auctioned off, and somebody bought him off. But he underwent that. When he underwent that, he gained his freedom. So now till that mujahada is not made, a person will remain in the slavery of his nafs, in the slavery of shaitan, and life will carry on. And Allah forbid, life will finish off like that. And then the destruction that comes, it's too late to do anything about it. So the time is now that a person has to acknowledge, number one, that he's caught up with some slavery of the other. Might be the slavery of some devices, the slavery of just the instigation of nafs and shaitan, whatever other things that he has become enslaved by the passions and lust sometimes, whatever issues that have become controlling over him. If he doesn't acknowledge that, number one, and number two, he doesn't accept to make the necessary mujahada, and so to say, sell himself off. But now sell himself off now would be to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and the supervision of somebody. Until then, this slavery under the nafs and shaitan, this carries on. But when a person takes that step forward, it's a big mujahada. But that mujahada will open the doors and remove that slavery, and that mujahada will take him to true freedom. And true freedom is only in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. But this is a very big lesson from this incident, that when people took the step, this was no ordinary thing. Can we imagine the king of the time, and the whole public is now going to be aware that he is being auctioned off. And then too was now up to the person buying him, whether he decides to free him or not. If that person decided, no, I'm not freeing him, that was it. He knew that will be it. I'll be his slave now. But this was the step he took. Allah Ta'ala opened the way for him. Allah Ta'ala give us the way.